Well, no. Are you sorry you come back?
No, I'm not sorry. You know, there's been many changes and some of them not so good. But the people are still friendly and can always find something to laugh at, even if it's only at themselves.
That's one part of Belfast that'll never change.
You're right. Oh, you're right.
To my hometown of Belfast, I gladly return, looking forward to seeing old faces again, to laugh and tell stories of days now long gone, and we live fondest memories that still linger on to the street of my childhood. I first made my way to the street where as children on fine nights we played, till the red setting sun brought the ending of day, and exhausted to bed, we would then make our way. The old house she stands, now neglected and sad, through grey bricked up windows no faces are seen. The noise of the children, their laughter so gay, like first snows of winter, has melted away. I remember old Maggie, she lived there next door. Ah, the greatest of nuisance, yet loved by his all. She'd come in each morning for a wee cup of tea, and tell us the tales of how things used to be. As I stroll through the streets, great changes I find. The bleak metal railings, barbed wire intertwined, a great empty spaces, where stood houses so grand, such wanton destruction, I just can't understand. The bomb and the bullet have pierced every heart, and the whole generation has been torn apart, robbed of the chances one had to be free, to wander through Belfast, the sights far to see. And now Belfast City, I bid you my leave. The black burned out buildings no more I shall see. The noise of the sirens, the flashing blue lights, the noise of the bomb as it maims and takes life. But in spite of your troubles, your people still smile. Now you stop on the street and chat for a while. You laugh and tell jokes at your own troubled ways. Oh, bless Belfast City, God bless you today. Oh, bless Belfast City, God bless you today.